All right, good morning. Good morning. Coach Michael Burt, how are we doing this morning? It is 6:11. 6:11, just got home from the gym, rock box. My name's Coach Burt. I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe a good coach can change everything for you. So thank you to all the guys that watch me, believe in me, come to my boot camps and workshops. Because you believe, man, you got some potential. It's the idea of kinetic energy that is stored until activated. What's up, Sean? When you jump on, say hi. Good morning, Chris. Abby Beals, good morning to you. Chris Odeno, good morning. All right, we're going to get started today because I got a good message for you. And the message is a decision that I made. The word decide, as you guys know, means to kill off. And a decision I actually just made probably last week when I was in Miami is at some point in your life, you are in obscurity. And obscurity is you are unknown. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what T.D. Jakes may tell you. Good morning, Sam. Is that the reason you're unknown and you're obscure is you may not be ready to be known. Okay, now this is a big concept I want you to understand. If you come out of obscurity to build your own brand and you're not ready, it actually is not going to help you. It's going to hurt you. Okay, obscurity sometimes is God's way of protecting you until you're ready to be known. Okay, and there's a cycle, crawl, walk, run, sprint, right, of building your own brand. And so for me, that's been 20 something years of just grind, of just push, of just getting clear on what I wanted to say, and helping people and recalibration and feedback and coaching. So I see some people that try to come out of obscurity and they're not ready to come out of obscurity. They haven't refined their skill set. They haven't worked under a master. They haven't spent a long enough cycle. They're just not ready, man. And what happens is when they get out into the marketplace, their skill set gets exposed. Okay? Their skill set gets exposed. So that is different than spending a lifetime studying and preparing and then making a decision to build your own brand versus build other people's brands. See, I was at an event last week down in Miami. Great event, great information. But sitting out there, I had a big revelation. And the revelation is I'm not in the business of building other people's brands anymore. I'm gonna make a simple decision to take it all the way on my brand, right? And I like all those people and appreciate their skill set. I'm no longer going to spend my time propping them up. I'm going to spend my time building my brand, which I've been building since I was, 19, 20 years old over the last 30 or 40 years. Now, I'm going to draw a correlation here. When I was a basketball coach, I used to take my team, before we were champions, over to watch other teams win championships. And I would sit in the stands with my little team and my little thoughts, my little brain, and my little insecurity, and I would go, man, we'll be good, but we'll never be that good. We'll be good, but we'll never be that good. Okay? And it took me 3 or 4 years of going and watching other people build their own brand. I'm sitting up here as a spectator. After about 3 or 4 years of this, right in the middle of a game, I stand up and I get my team and I go, let's go. Get up. We're out. They're like, what are we doing? What are we doing? I'm like, we're not watching other people win championships anymore. It's time for us to build our brand. It's time for us to win championships. And we're not coming back to watch other people win. The only way we're coming back is if we're playing on that floor, Sean. Sitting in Miami last week, I made up my mind, folks. I ain't building other people's brand anymore. I'm building my brand. And you need to make up your mind, if you are ready, that it's time to build your brand versus other people's brands. Because here's what happens. You look at other people and you believe that they're better than you, or you prop them up on some pedestal, or you give them your support. Now, many of the times they don't give the support back to you, number one. And quite frankly, I'm tired of supporting people that don't return the support back to me. So I ain't doing that anymore. And so what happens is you basically are saying and giving in and saying, you know, they're better than me. That's why they're up there and I'm down here. No, it's time for you to make a decision that you're going to be up there and you're going to build your brand, and other people are going to come to your events, and people are going to see you speak, and people are going to see, right? Like now, if you're not ready for that, that's the obscure part. Could be God's way of keeping you obscure until you're ready. Until you're ready, right? And so don't be mad at obscurity. Just say, hey, man, I ain't ready yet. But if you are ready, and if you have paid the price, and if you have worked under a master, and if you do have a real skill set, and if you, right? Because a lot of people come in and believe they're ready before they are ready, in my opinion. Only you know when you're ready. Some people think they're ready before they are. So I made a simple decision last week, and it was a good decision. Okay. I didn't like necessarily how I made it, but I made it out of frustration. And I said, you know what? It's time, man. It's time to quit believing that those people are better. It's time to quit doing this. What it's time to do is build a Michael Burr brand. Okay. What it's time to do is recognize the 30 years we put into this. What it's time to do. Now, it may take you some frustration to get to this point. Something may have to happen to you, which is so funny because I'm writing a book, Flip the Switch. And what activates the prey drive in a person many times is something happens to them. And it doesn't happen to you, by the way. It happens for you. Because I came back and I told my staff, it's the best thing ever happened to me. Me going to Miami, me making a decision to build the brand, me saying I'm no longer propping other people up. I'm going to build my brand. Okay. Me wanting to connect to my own audience and build a real connection with those folks, me and us competing on our unique ability and our skill set, right? In the marketplace, in a free market. Okay. So what you got to do, some of you have not made this decision. Some of you are not ready to make this decision. Some of you are still obscure because you're just not good enough yet. And you go out into the marketplace and the marketplace gives you feedback about how good you are based on the feedback it gives you. Some of you are ready to build your brand. Okay. And it's a simple decision, man. I'm going to push forward what we've built. Monster producer, prey drive, person of interest. Like I'm going to push it out because I have 100% belief and conviction that it can help other people. So I don't know who needs to hear this today. Thank you, Sean. I don't know who all needs to hear this today, but there's probably people in your life you've propped up, or you've said they're better than you, or you believe they're better than you. And at some point you got to make up your mind. You're good enough to do this. You can do this. You can build your own brand. You know, I went out and did seminars for several years for a company where I would teach other people's content. I would sell other people's books. And, man, after about 60 of those, I'm like, screw this. I'm going to write my own books. And I'm going to get my own stages, and I'm going to go out and book my own speaking engagements. Like, man, I'm not going and selling other people's stuff. Okay. I'm going to learn how to do it for myself. I'm going to build a brand. Okay. And the brand is you, man. It's consistency over time. The number one thing I bring people is consistency, activation of prey drive, and just over and over and over and over and over. And somebody out there is looking for it, man. So for you, I want to tell you, man, maybe it's deciding time. Which means to kill something off, right? Maybe it's time for you to say, look, I can do this. I've studied under a master. Now, if you haven't done step one, step two, don't make a fool of yourself, folks. Don't overvalue yourself. A lot of people do that. Man, they have a little bit of success. Somebody tells them they're good. Then they overvalue themselves. Then they try to go out to the marketplace. Then the marketplace just, bam, slaps them upside the face. Says, you ain't that good, right? So there's a cycle to this. Crawl, walk, run, sprint. This is a cycle of you. And at some point, man, I have something of value I'm going to bring to the market, whether it's to one person or 1,000 people or 1 million people. That's kind of the decision I made last week in Miami. And I made it out of frustration. So it was a good thing. It didn't feel good at the time, but man, it was a good thing. So hope you guys have a great day. I'm doing Flip the Switch this Friday at the Lodge. If you're ready to flip the switch, get in a room with me for a day. Let's see if that will do it for you. Let's go deeper. Let's find another gear. Let's play at another frequency. Let's use all those raw materials you got, man, to do something big in the world, okay? Tired of playing small. I'm sure you are too. Let's have a great day, guys. God bless you.